Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices. All in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5. Then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 92, and I'm here with Rylan.
Yeah.
We're not in person anymore. I took him back yesterday, but we still got our printed out notes. We're supposed to record last weekend, but we just never really got to. He's playing 2K and stuff, but
yeah. We were supposed to record, but you know, we never did, so yeah, we got our printed notes.
Yeah. But
yeah, you know, before the episode starts, join our Discord.
Yep.
I can't threaten you this time. I don't got a piranha.
I got it.
Ash knows. But yeah, join our Discord.
Yeah. All right, let's go ahead and get started then. Black Ops 6 campaign length has been revealed.
That's here. Treyarch has recently revealed exciting new details about the story missions in Call of Duty Black Ops 6, which has ignited enthusiasm among the gaming community. This revelation comes after a series of major announcements about Black Ops 6 during the 2024 Xbox Game Showcase, where the developers confirmed several changes and enhancements to the familiar Call of Duty formula. These developments have heightened the anticipation of the game, which is scheduled to release on October 25th of this year, 2024. The Call of Duty franchise has maintained a yearly release cadence for several years now, but the build-up for Black Ops 6 is especially intense. Fans are eagerly awaiting the games, hoping that Treyarch will deliver a compelling and immersive experience. Although the multiplayer component is a staple of every Call of Duty game, the campaign mode for Black Ops 6 is receiving considerable attention and promotion during the Xbox Game Showcase and the Black Ops Direct event. Treyarch unveiled the official Black Ops timeline, which includes previous entries in the series. Do I have a turn? Yes, I do. That goal is 2 pages just for
I know this is like your 7-page episode or whatever.
Yeah. It says here. Here's some additional Black Ops 6 details. The campaign length is similar in length to the classic Call of Duty campaigns. Only decided recently that Black Ops 6 will be on Game Pass. Confirms 4-year time of development. So they've been working on this game for about 4 years or so, it says.
So, yeah, it's going to be a good, like, full Call of Duty experience, not, like, basically DLC like we've been getting, like, Modern Warfare, yeah. Modern Warfare 2, Modern Warfare 3.
Basically, Modern Warfare 3 was a DLC. Modern Warfare 2 is an actual game, and same with Modern Warfare 1.
Yeah.
But 3 was just a DLC. That's all it was.
Yeah, but they charged it. It was $70 DLC.
It was stupid. I got one more thing here.
All right.
Says here, they also shed light on the campaign duration for Black Ops 6, revealing it will take approximately 8 to 10 hours to complete, if I'm not mistaken. Because it depends, like, on what you do. Like, how long you take, because I'm pretty sure there's going to be different endings and stuff for
right.
the campaign.
Yeah.
So it just depends what you do in the campaign. Is how long it'll take. It says about 8 to 10 hours or so. According to Treyarch developer Yale Miller, while the campaign is expected to have a duration akin to the past titles, it remains unclear if Black Ops 6 will feature multiple endings, which I again. I think it will.
Probably.
Because Black Ops 2, it literally talks about it right here. it's like Black Ops 2 had like 3-4 different endings.
Depending on what you did. Yeah.
Yeah, like different things you did and stuff. It says here, such as Black Ops 2, if the game does include multiple endings, players might need to invest additional time to explore and experience all possible outcomes. It was recently confirmed that the Black Ops 6 campaign, it's 7 to 10 hours, depending on your playstyle. So it just depends how you play the games, how long it's going to take.
It can make it last longer if you wanted to, depending on what you do in the games, how much of a completionist you are.
Yeah. Like, if you want a fully 100% campaign, you're going to obviously take longer.
Right.
If you just want to play the campaign, get it over with, it's going to take like 6 hours, 7 hours,
Right. Like you said it was in line with basically a classic Call of Duty. And it says, here's what that looks like in numbers. Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare, was 7 to 9 hours. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 to 2009 was 7 to 10 hours. Call of Duty Black Ops 2 was 7 to 10 hours. And Call of Duty Infinite Warfare was 7 to 9 hours. So
I remember beating that whole entire Black Ops 2 campaign in like a day. Holy crap, I was a no life.
Yeah, I remember watching you play those all the time.
That was always a campaign.
Yeah, you was always playing campaign like in Black Ops 1, Black Ops 2. I remember.
Yeah. It was my thing. Now, I'm not really. I just like campaign more than.
I'm not much really of a campaign person.
I don't really care for it now, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I just play multiplayer and zombies, depending on the Call of Duty. If it's Treyarch, I play zombies and multiplayer. If it's just not Treyarch, I usually just play multiplayer.
Yeah.
I'll try the zombies, but usually if they're not Treyarch zombies, they're not worth playing, in my opinion.
Yeah, if they're not Treyarch, they're normally not good.
Yeah, basically. we'll move on. So this was before the Nintendo Direct, so maybe I'll just say this and we won't really read about it and we'll go on to the next topic, but I'll just tell you guys what the topic was before. Before the Nintendo Direct, it had been 7 years since Metroid Prime 4 was announced and we hadn't heard anything. But
yeah,
we did hear something about it at the Nintendo Direct, which we'll talk about in our next episode after we get done recording this one.
Yeah, so, we just could skip a whole topic today in this episode.
Yeah. All right, the next topic is Phil Spencer all but confirms plans for Xbox portable console.
Bloody all but confirm. Like, come on now.
Hints all around it, but didn't say, hey, there's a portable console coming.
He didn't say no, it's not happening.
Right.
It says here, Microsoft unveiled 3 new Xbox consoles set to hit the market. However, despite previous rumors that such a platform was in development, there was no word to any handheld Xbox gaming device. Following the show, Phil Spencer sat down with IGN, my main source where I get all my topics from, basically.
It's a good source.
Yeah, it's mainly where I get all my information from.
I use them a lot.
I do too. The company's mantra of going where the players are. And despite no Xbox handheld device being officially confirmed nor denied, Phil Spencer agreed, I think we should have a handheld. So he's not denying it at all. Said Spencer, the future for us in hardware is pretty awesome, and the work that the team is doing around different form factors, different ways to play, I'm incredibly excited about. Today was about the games, but we will have time to come out and talk more about platform, and we can't wait to bring it to you. Windfather asked about, very hypothetically, whether any feature handheld console would be more akin to the Steam Deck that could be played offline or a cloud-based piece of kit. Spencer said, I think being able to play games locally is really important. It feels like Spencer has all but confirmed a handheld Xbox gaming device. This is on the cards, and it will support, you know, offline play. The idea of an Xbox handheld is nothing new. Back in 2017, Spencer said Microsoft had roughly designed an Xbox handheld in the past. Meanwhile, the Xbox executive has been spotted interacting with social media posts about the handheld devices as recently as this year, addressed at the closure of Tango Gameworks earlier this year, and the decision to bring Doom The Dark Ages to the PS5 as well as Xbox and PC. So he just hasn't confirmed it fully, but he's not saying no.
He's saying, hey, we'd really like to have an Xbox. Basically, he's saying, we'd really like to have an Xbox handheld so you can play your Xbox games on the go. I mean, you can with the ROG Ally and Lenovo Legion Go and stuff like that, but just think about it. If Microsoft launched a machine that came with Game Pass, you just download them straight to the device or play cloud or whatever, like, they'd make a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, they would. They'd make a whole bunch of money.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, and he was talking about how he liked his ROG Ally, his Lenovo Legion Go, his Steam Deck, and he said, I think being able to play games locally is really important. So, yeah,
because he believes in, like, local gameplay, co-op gameplay. You know,
a lot,
like,
of people, especially with the layoffs and stuff, like, they're mad at Phil Spencer, but I like Phil Spencer. I mean, he's for the gamers, it seems like, and he's for the players.
He cares.
He actually cares, unlike some gaming companies, you know, like Ubisoft.
Oh. Yeah.
They just want you to get used to not owning your games.
Yeah. I still can't believe they said that crap.
Stupid. Actually stupid. All right. Moving on. Turok Trilogy is getting a physical release.
It says here, if you were anywhere near and Nintendo 64 back in the day, you're probably at least have heard of the Turok games. The original Turok Dinosaur Hunter, released back in 1997, not long after the Nintendo 64's launch in North America, and it blazed the first-person trail of other arguably more refined genre entries like GoldenEye 007. It's one of my favorite Nintendo 64 games.
Good game. Good game.
It's one of my favorite ones. That would grace the console in later months and years. Turok sold well enough to spawn two popular sequels, Turok 2, Seeds of Evil, and Turok 3, Shadow of Oblivion. And from June 7th through July 7th, you can pre-order physical copies of all three remastered games for Xbox through Limited Run's website. You can also pre-order Turok 3 Shadow of Oblivion specifically for Nintendo Switch and PlayStation during the same period of time. It appears the first two games have already received the limited run physical treatment for PS4 and Switch a while back. So just a third party game.
So just the third game.
Yeah. Just not that going. I was just talking about third party.
Yeah.
Just the third game is now coming around for those particular consoles. If you aren't already aware, it takes LR a long time to ship their games, so if you want to play all these Turok titles now, I recommend you go the digital route, but, you know.
Nobody likes digital games. Actually, that's not true, but I'd rather play physical games.
Yeah, I would rather play physical games.
I say that, but have a PC, so you can't really buy physical games for PC anymore, but...
Yeah, they don't have disc drives.
No, but I like my Switch, my console games, I still get physical games. Copies of those.
I got here. Here's a rundown of what's included with all different physical variants, of which the metal Nintendo 64 cartridge replica with authentic box might be the coolest. Standard edition's going to be $30. Turok 3 Shadows of Oblivion for the Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 4, or Xbox One. Comes with like full color booklet included. Classic editions for $60. Turok 3 Shadows of Oblivion for Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 4, Xbox One. Full color booklet included. Embossed foil retro box. Reversible poster, CD game, soundtrack, metal retro cartridge replica. Additional.
That's cool.
I know, that's cool. It's just like a cartridge, like a decoration.
Yeah, like an N64 cartridge, but metal. Like, that's awesome.
That sounds awesome.
Don't try putting your N64, but...
Yeah, I wouldn't try that. You might break it, but... Additional collection offering. Turok on the Xbox One. Physical media. Full color booklet included. More additional collection offering. Turok 2 Seeds of Evil on Xbox One. Physical media, you know, the booklet is also included. Right. Rigid slip cover size for Nintendo Switch or, you know, PS4, Xbox One cases. So you can have a slip-on case for your Switch, PS4, or Xbox One.
That's pretty cool.
This is just some, like, more collection offerings for you guys. It says here, these current remasters are actually remasters. It appears that they... run in Night Dive Studio, Bespoke, was it KEX engine, which provides welcome upgrades like better lighting, improved frame rates up to 120 FPS, to be exact, 4K resolution, higher res textures, and modern dual analog controller support. So you can use, like, say, maybe the Pro controller, or, you know, PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, like just any analog controller,
right?
You could use.
Yep.
Which is pretty neat, if I do say myself.
Yeah. All right. So just moving on with the last topic, sticking with Turok, have you played a Turok game before?
I have not.
You have not?
No, because
I didn't think you did.
I've only played a few Nintendo 64 games because I used to have a Nintendo 64 that I was, you know, someone gave it to me.
Right.
But, yeah, you know, it broke, sadly. It stopped working, which sucks.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I've never played the only, like, Nintendo 64 games I really got to play is GoldenEye 007, Banjo-Kazooie, just a few other ones.
Good games, though.
Yeah, they're really good games.
So, I have played Turok games, but...
I know that aren't the Turok games kind of like shooter-based games?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah. They're first person, and then you have different weapons like tomahawks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, so I played the first... I've only played the first one on the N64. I didn't play 2 or 3. But on the GameCube, Turok Evolution... I played a lot of that game. Me, Colin, and Carter, and Colby, like, we'd all play because it was multiplayer. Yeah. So we'd all play together and take turns playing together. And it was really fun. Like, you could fly on a pterodactyl and stuff. Like, it was awesome. Like, it was really fun.
Oh, that kind of reminds me of, like, Ark or something.
Yeah, it was basically, it's not survival or anything. Well... You don't craft stuff like that. I mean, obviously, you try to survive and don't let the dinosaurs kill you, but...
Is it Ark without the crafting stuff, basically?
Kinda. You just
kind. It's kind of like that.
Kinda, yeah. Not exactly, but it, I mean, it's fun. It's fun, especially.
It's close to it.
Yeah,
at least.
Especially Evolution. I like Turok Evolution better than the first one that I played, but you know, some other people might like the first three for better. I don't know.
Yeah.
But guys, that's all the topics we have. We're about to record another episode. But we appreciate you for watching or listening. You can watch us live on Kick and YouTube. Join our Discord, like Rollins said at the beginning of the episode. Follow all of our podcast socials, our Twitch, Kick, YouTube account, our personal Twitch, Kick, YouTube account. Our personal podcast. I have two personal podcasts. Rollins just made his, recorded his first episode today. So wish him luck on that. Our podcast. You have anything wrong?
Yeah, just join our Discord, like, you know, I said at the beginning, because, you know, we were stuck at 20 members. I'm pretty sure we're still at 20 members.
I think
haven't really checked the Discord in a while. I'm pretty sure we're still at 20. Also, you know, follow our personal socials. You know, I'm just made a new podcast, like, for me personally. So, you know, I can give Ashton the link and, you know, he can put it down in the description for you guys.
Yeah.
You guys can maybe support me on that. I just made my first episode today. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's about gaming news too. Like, he might cover some topics that we don't, you know, because we can only cover so much in an episode. So he might cover some more that we don't cover. So definitely check him out for that.
Yeah. And, you know, just follow, as I said, all our personal socials, and join our Discord again, please. I want to start chatting with you guys and stuff, you know?
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, it's awesome. And also, you know, we recently passed 325,000 downloads, which is pretty cool. So thank you guys for that. And yeah, as you guys can see, I'm not, you know, in my normal setup.
It's going to be your new normal temporary setup.
Yeah, but, you know, it's messy right now. It's because I'm moving in and crap, but, you know, I'll get that, you know, fixed eventually. But, yeah, that's really all I have.
All right. We appreciate you guys for listening. We'll catch you in the next episode.
Create the deck of your dreams now at Menards. Spend less time maintaining your deck and more time enjoying it with UltraDeck low-maintenance composite decking from Menards. It's easy to install and built to last. Plus, get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store and on Menards.com. Save big on UltraDeck and check out more great deals happening now at Menards. Save big.